بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد نكاح and wedding is an occasion of happiness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only through His mercy and grace grants us opportunities where we feel happy. A person cannot become happy on his own accord. You cannot become happy, you cannot feel happy whenever you feel like being happy. Happiness is a bounty. It's a ni'mat, it is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody desires grief. Whoever experiences grief, every second seems like a year for him. And it is his desire to come out of this grief as soon as possible. If we were able to control grief and happiness, we would never let grief come near us, and we would always remain happy. But it is not the case. Happiness comes directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And despite all our sinful activities, despite all our obediences to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His grace, through His mercy, He grants us opportunities of happiness over and over again. All of us who are witnessing this wedding, this nikah today, we find happiness in our hearts. We find joy in our hearts. This is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granting us these joyous moments in our lives, despite our not deserving them. We don't deserve anything from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because we disobey Him more than we obey Him. From morning till night when we go to sleep, if we were to register all the obediences to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and all the disobediences to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, daily our disobediences will far outweigh the obediences to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Despite that, from the 24 hours we spend, we find more happiness than grief. We will seldom find ourselves in grief for 24 hours. But we will, on so many occasions, find ourselves happy for 24 hours. Happy for a whole week. Happy for a whole month. Many of us happy for weeks and weeks, months and months, and years without any grief. My message is very simple and short. The one who grants us so much, should we not reciprocate? And should we not try to make Him happy? That is the only message. Very simple. The one who grants us so much happiness. And not only happiness, he has granted us everything. He has made us into everything from nothing. We were nothing, he has made us into everything. And look at the bounties he continually showers upon us, eyes. The whole world cannot buy a single eye. Ears, nose, teeth, tongue, brain, heart, hands, fingers. Then Iman. Then being granted the opportunity to be an individual of the most beloved Nabi, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Then the month of Ramadan, the tawfiq to fast, the tawfiq to come to the masjid, perform Jummah Salat, other Salat, recitation of the Quran, food, health. So Allah is showering His favors upon us, and He is granting us happiness after happiness, happiness over happiness. So I urge all my friends, young and old alike, sisters listening at home, to make a firm resolution today. We are all humans, we make mistakes. We have our shortcomings, we have our highs and lows. But one should reflect, reflect in solitude. Sit down and think about the hereafter as well, once in a while. It should be done every day, because the life hereafter is everlasting. Once we breathe our last, the next life starts, which will remain forever and ever. The comfort of this life means nothing if we have to experience discomfort in the hereafter. And the discomfort of this world means nothing if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us comfort in the hereafter. A wealthy person in this world, if he is a pauper in the hereafter, he is not wealthy. And a pauper and a poor person in this world, if he is wealthy in the hereafter, he is not poor. This is what we need to question ourselves. As far as the hereafter is concerned, as far as Jannah Jahannam is concerned, as far as the pleasure and the displeasure of Allah is concerned, am I poor or am I rich? Am I in comfort or am I in discomfort? Am I happy or am I in grief? Contemplate, sit in solitude once in a month, once in a week, once in a while, and think that one day I have to leave this world. Am I ready? Am I ready to face the Creator? Am I ready to be laid down in the grave? And make effort. Make effort. What I should say is change overnight. That is what I should say. Because that is the reality. But to make it simple and easy, if we cannot change overnight, bring some changes. After this small talk, let us bring one change in our lives. From the 100 changes that are required, let us just bring one change. One small change. Bring that change where you do not have to give any sacrifice. But at least bring one change. He will become happy. He will become happy, he will shower his mercy, and inshallah, something else will change. He will become more happier, something else will change. He will become even more happier, something else will change. And before you know it, you will become the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we move one step towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah moves 10 steps towards us. If we walk towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He runs towards us. Allah is very merciful, very kind. So let us go with this view from here, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very kind, very merciful. He is showering His bounties upon us. He is granting us happinesses after happinesses, despite our not deserving them, if He is so kind, should we not reciprocate? Yes, we should reciprocate. And we should reciprocate by making Him happy, and we should make Him happy by obeying Him. If we are able to do this, then this happiness that we are experiencing today will not remain only for today or for a week or for a month. This happiness will remain forever and ever. In this world, when we breathe our last, in the grave on the day of Qiyamah, and in the hereafter in Jannah forever and ever, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put a lot of barakah in the nikah that is taking place today. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant barakah to the bride, the bridegroom. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create a very, very strong bond of love between the two of them and grant them the barakat of the nikah in this world and the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them pious children, pious progeny, and may Allah make both of them and their progeny the coolness of our eyes, the coolness of the eyes of both families, and may Allah make both of them and their children, their progeny, a means of sadaqah jariyah, salvation, forgiveness for both families in the hereafter. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم النكاح من سنتي وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام فمن رغب عن سنتي فليس مني وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام إن أعظم النكاح بركة أيسره مؤونة أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة اللهم بارك لنا فيما عطيتنا وقنا واصرف عنا شر ما قضيت لنا اللهم بارك لهم فيما رزقتهم واغفر لهم وارحمهم اللهم ألف بينهما كما ألفت بين الصالحين والصالحات وكما ألفت بين الطيبين والطيبات ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار يا ارحم الراحمين رحم کا کرم کا یسر و سہولت کا عفو و عافیت کا فضل و عنایت کا معاملہ فرما ہم سب کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما ہماری لغزشوں سے درگزر فرما یا ارحم الراحمین مرنے سے پہلے پہلے مرنے کی تیاری کی توفیق عطا فرما یا ارحم الراحمین اچھے اعمال کی توفیق عطا فرما برے اعمال اور گناہوں سے ہماری حفاظت فرما تجھے ناراض کرنے والے ہر کام سے ہماری حفاظت فرما تجھے راضی کرنے والے کاموں کی توفیق عطا فرما اے ارحم الراحمین آج کے اس نکاح میں ہر قسم کی خیر و برکت پیدا فرما الہ العالمین دلہا دلہن کو آپس میں بہت محبت عطا فرما مودت عطا فرما الفت والی انس والی زندگی عطا فرما تیری اطاعت اور فرما برداری والی زندگی عطا فرما الہ العالمین الہ العالمین اس نکاح کو خیر کے وجود میں آنے کا ذریعہ بنا برکات کے وجود میں آنے کا ذریعہ بنا الہ العالمین اس نکاح کو اولاد صالح کے وجود میں آنے کا ذریعہ بنا اس نکاح کو ایمان کی تکمیل کا ذریعہ بنا گناہوں سے بچنے کا ذریعہ بنا الہ العالمین اس نکاح کو دونوں خاندانوں میں محبت کا ذریعہ بنا اے ارحم الراحمین دلہا کو دلہن کو مکروحات سے شر سے محفوظ فرما آفات سے بلیات سے ان کی حفاظت فرما الہ العالمین ان دونوں کو ان کی ہونے والی اولاد کو ان کی پوری نسل کو دیندار بنا دے الہ العالمین آخرت میں ہم سب کے لیے صدقہ جاریہ بنا دے نجات کا ذریعہ بنا دے آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک کا ذریعہ بنا دے اے ارحم الراحمین ہم سب کو آخرت کی تیاری کی فکر عطا فرما ہم میں جو بیمار ہیں انہیں شفائے کاملہ عاجلہ مستمرہ دائمہ نصیب فرما ظاہری باطنی جسمانی روحانی بیماریوں سے نجات عطا فرما الہ العالمین جو پریشان حال ہیں ان کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما جو مصیبت زدہ ہے انہیں عافیت عطا فرما ہم سب کو دنیاوی و اخروی تمام خیرات نصیب فرما دنیا اور آخرت کی ہر مصیبت سے ہر تکلیف سے ہر پکڑ سے ہر شر سے ہماری حفاظت فرما ہم سب کو ہدایت عطا فرما آپ کے محبوب پیغمبر صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم نے دلہا دلہن کے لیے جن جن چیزوں کا سوال کیا ہے الہ العالمین وہ ساری چیزیں ان دونوں کو عطا فرما جن خیرات کا آپ نے سوال کیا تھا ہم سب کو عطا فرما جن شرور سے آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے پناہ مانگی تھی ان سے پناہ عطا فرما ربنا تقبل منا انک انت السمیع العلیم وتب علینا انک انت التواب الرحیم رب اغفر وارحم وانت خیر الراحمین سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله